Among those who strongly oppose President Trump's travel ban are America's high-tech companies. That includes giants like Apple, Microsoft, and Google. They say they can't do business without being able to hire top talent from around the world. Just in Silicon Valley alone, more than a third of tech workers there are foreign-born. Here's Apple CEO Tim Cook speaking recently to a group of students in Scotland.
Apple would not exist without immigration. This is a huge issue for us. And so what do? We voice our opinion, we stand up, we don't sit in silence.
Of course, Apple's founder, the late Steve Jobs, was a son of a Syrian immigrant. Our next guest is the daughter of Syrians. Aya Bader heads an electronic startup in New York City called Little Bits. She decided to speak out against the ban by placing an ad on one of those huge electronic billboards in Times Square.
The billboard says a message that's sort of our mantra at Little Bits. We invent the world we want to live in. The difference here is that we put the message up in English and also in Arabic to represent the majority of the countries that were selectively picked to be associated with the travel ban.
So, Aya, what does this ban mean for your company and others like it, where, you know, this diversity is kind of part of your identity?
The ban is difficult because obviously there are specifics to the ban and then there's general impact. So the specifics are, do we have people from the named countries that are specifically at risk? And we identified that early on that that wasn't the case. But then there's a general doubt that is cast on how we feel, how people feel in the company, that just feel destabilized or feel like potentially they could be targeted by the ban at some point in the future. So we end up going and talking to people and talking to them about how they feel and see and sort of recounting their immigration status and really thinking about how we can really think ahead of what all possible scenarios may happen and how to protect them. I myself, have had some plans for some international travel. I'm not going to do it for the time being, just because I'd rather wait and see what happens. So it's general instability. It's general feeling of unease. It's not so nice.
We heard the voice of Tim Cook from Apple earlier. Why do you think Silicon Valley has been so vocal about the travel ban?
The ban, just like with us, causes a lot of concern when it comes to being able to employ and attract the best talent in the world. One of the most beautiful things about the United States is that it's a destination for some of the most ambitious people in the world that seek coming to America to be able to, you know, better themselves and their families. So there's a lot of some of the best engineers and designers and creators that come here. They come to Silicon Valley, come to New York, all places in America, because they want to do their best work. And through that, improve the companies that they work at. The companies become more competitive and become really leaders in the world in their fields. And so a lot of these tech companies that are concerned, some of them are looking at it just purely from a business perspective and saying that, you know, this is going to make it very difficult and expensive to recruit, hire, and train some of the best talent in the world. That's the logistical piece. And then the sort of untold piece is that some of the talent itself won't necessarily want to come. So it's not only about the impact on the company. America may risk losing its appeal to people everywhere because some people are like, I don't want to go through the trouble. Why should I, you know, subject myself to these kinds of risks?
So you're affected by this. Your mom's Syrian and you don't want to travel for a while. Are you scared that you won't be able to re-enter the U.S.?
I am. I mean, I'm a Canadian citizen. I grew up in Beirut, but I was born in Canada. Canada is not on the list, and Lebanon was not on the list either, but Lebanon could have been. I'm not sure why it was or wasn't, and so I didn't know whether it was going to show up on some list while I was away. My parents were born in Syria. It says that on their passports, even though they are Canadian citizens as well. So I sort of wanted to avoid them having to come here, or my mom having to come here and risk that. So it's just, it's a lot of ambiguity and a lot of sort of wait and see. And so during that time, you prefer to not make any sudden moves or leave the country. I can't afford being let back in because I'm, you know, running the company. So I just tell myself it's just better not to do it for the time being.
Yeah. Uncertainty is the word of the moment, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Aya Bader, CEO and founder of Little Bits. Thank you very much. Great to meet you.
Thank you.